Here's the thing I'm saying is that there's a now. There's no time.
There's only now.
And that's a huge now.
And that now encompasses past, present, and future.
Ah, okay, let's take that. It encompasses past, present, and future. Past, present, and future are calibrations that the human perceiver makes within the now.
Precisely.
Now, that is the mind of reason.
Accepted reason. Because if it's not accepted, then it's not the mind of reason. Then you figure out that a microwave oven can boil water faster than 36,000 BTUs, British thermal units, on a gas hive. Therefore, the mind of reason is that it takes 6.5 minutes at 36,000 BTUs to boil water.
And that's called preconditioned, that mind of
reason. Now, that's the mind of reason, but then the accepted reason now includes even induction cooktops that can boil water in 90 seconds.
The mind of reason is the thing that's culturally conditioned. You see, the baby's living now. Then somebody starts pointing out things to the baby, which develops the baby's mind of reason. Culturally conditioned mind of reason.
Well, most of those are mind of reason are false premises. Don't do that, that'll kill you. Don't do that, that'll poke your eye out.
That's culture.
Don't do that, that'll hurt you. Stay out of the grass, you'll get bugs.
It's going to be pretty hard so that the mother, who naturally will protect the baby, should just sit there and let the baby crawl into the fire, burn themselves,
right,
and,
or not,
and then watch the baby heal themselves miraculously.
Or allow that they go through the fire and don't get burned.
In other words, let them go in there. So the parents should give up parenting.
How are they doing with it so far?
Well, they think they're doing okay. They're keeping a few of them alive.
They can't even keep them off parole.
If you had a child, Carol, would you just sit around, let it walk, crawl all over the place, knowing what you've learned from Ion?
Bob, she won't even let you make your own decisions as far as what you're going to eat.
she's a Nazi Hitler. Meaning, Carol would really run the kid, but with rules. If she runs her husband rules, she'd run the kid.
No,
Carol, look at this. Would you let the baby crawl towards the fire? It's going to go over the cliff. You would let it go. That's what Ion is saying. Let it go. Do not interfere. So the baby goes over, collapses, but then all of a sudden flies in the air and everybody's amazed. But you would go through hell in the moment while they crawl over the cliff.
Exactly.
That's what the callers on Evan call in. They're saying, you're not realistic. There's no way I'm going to let the kid do it. Now, who's going to take the chance to let the kid walk off the cliff?
You.
No, I'm not going to do it. But Ion is saying we have to do that.
No, you don't have to. If it's not the fastest path to your joy, you can spend another lifeless existence without the help of non-physical in 1, 2, 3, even if you get to that point, because we're speaking of 1, 2, 3 as its old hat, but the lion's share of the folks falling into those sinkholes don't have a clue. They are manifesting by default.
They're being created by default, by accident.
Because everything that's in their experience, they're creating, and so there you go, and they're the ones that their houses are fall in the mudslide.
Who at the last resort is going to start implementing, once they get the Ion point, let your child walk off the cliff? Nobody's going to do that.
You can't stop them anyway.
They do it in more cagey ways. That's right. They're killing their kids by default. Ion, are you saying that maybe the kid would walk right through the fire if you didn't panic? And you couldn't emanate panic, right? You'd have to have total yogic control over your emotions so the baby doesn't pick up on it.
Right.
And if you did that, the baby walk right through the fire and not be burned.
Right.
You can guarantee that.
Every time without fail or exception.
We're the Moses. We can bring the people the promised land, but there'll be ones that come greater than us that allow their kids to do that.
And how is this talking about our now encompasses past, present, and future?
Because that's what the Emerald Tablets are all about. We're talking about a person beyond the cycle. You've got to be beyond the cycle of men to allow your child to walk off the cliff, Carolyn.
Right.